A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it's going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say that it's going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you're going to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." Reading the signs of the times. In the ancient world, people were on high alert for signs of every kind. Luke was very aware of this, and his gospel draws on significance quite a lot. Significance is that word that's derived from sign. Remember Simeon's words in chapter 2 of Luke, that this child would be a sign that will be opposed so that inmost thoughts of many will be revealed. So, in today's reading, what are these signs that Jesus is referring to? It's worth thinking about just whom Jesus is speaking to in these couple of chapters. In the previous chapter 11, he has been speaking to Pharisees and utterly damning them for their hypocrisy. Here in chapter 12, he's speaking sometimes to the crowds of people, sometimes directly to his disciples. Not so long ago, these ordinary people had been asking him to give them a sign. Maybe they were thinking about a collapse on the walls of Jerusalem, or the splitting of in two of the Jordan River. Some miraculous thing that would prove that he's sent from God. And Jesus had refused. But the idea of signs has remained in his mind, and he's come back to it here. People are pretty good at reading certain kinds of signs. These were farming folk, skilled at predicting the weather from the clouds and the winds. These signs guided their activities, when to plant and when to harvest. But these people were incapable of taking responsibility for reading a deeper kind of sign. Jesus was offering them a change in their fundamental humanity. He was offering them a gift of joining a kingdom offered by one who was the Son of God become human. But they could not recognize that. Instead, they took the world in a superficial sort of way. The only signs they could recognize in their world were a Jewish world ruled by notions of ritual purity and hundreds of religious laws, a world where the only empire in sight was the Roman one. It was the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, these signs were outdated. And the sad thing is that it's not only that the people were unable to read the signs of the world, the new world that he offers them, a world of freedom and justice and peace. The signs Jesus had given them were clear enough, but these people were unwilling to respond to the call that they had received. That's why he calls them hypocrites. Fact is, it's just easier to take things as they are, because if we see the alternative, we might need to take some action. We might have to repent. We also are called by God to read the signs of the time. And the people we live with, and especially our friends and the media, are pretty good at claiming the right to discern the significance of events going on around us. Ebola and ISIS, a Pope called Francis, and the poverty gap. But are these really the signs that Jesus calls us to respond to? I suspect that these are no more important in the long run than the winds and the clouds for the Jewish farmers, signs both good and bad that you can cope with by wearing a jacket or lugging an umbrella. The sign that Jesus gave the people of his time, the sign of new life and a pathway to eternity, are much the same as the sign we are given today. And did you notice, detect a note of frustration in the second part of today's gospel reading? For goodness sake, when you know you're likely to lose a fight, doesn't it make sense to try to deal with the dispute before it gets to the stage of utter ruin? Discern the situation. Deal with the problem. Restore peace and equanimity and get on with the real issue. Living the life of love and peace that we are all called to.